Hi, everyone. Welcome to Appliance Advisors with Yale Appliance. I'm Francesco, joined by Dennis.
How are you, Fran?
Very good. Yourself?
Great.
All right. So today we're going to talk about front load versus top load laundry. One of those questions that we definitely get a lot. And talk to me just about some of the differences there. Is one better than the other? And what are the overall benefits?
You know, I am absolutely a front load person. And I only say that because more often than not, when you bring it close to an actual dry cleaner or a professional, they do not stick your clothes into a top loader. Reason Correct. For that is that agitator, if it had one or even if it didn't, we'll talk about that on some other episodes. Yep. But the agitator is tough on clothes. It's really a corkscrew trying to grind your clothes and churn it because you got to turn the clothes. That's what washes clothes. In a front loader, you get far more turns on clothes. Right. Clothes tumbling against clothes, not that tough agitator, therefore gentler on your clothes. Spin much faster in its final spin, pulling that dirt out. Mm-hmm. And therefore the hidden gem, the pro tip, is it spends far less time in your dryer. And why is that important? Because a dryer is actually, beyond the corkscrew itself, if you did a top loader, but drying is what actually beats on clothes. Shrinks Absolutely. Them, tatters them. It's just harsh. You're basically burning trying to almost burn the material to dry it. So that's kind of the one-on-one difference between the two. What's your take?
Oh, definitely. I'm a front load. I'm pro front load. There's no question about it. And I think another part of it too is, you know, the capacity. And, you know, we have a family of five, so we're constantly doing laundry, and the capacity and how much you can put in a front load certainly outweighs what you can put in a top load there. And just all the other overall things, like you said, just the washability, the water efficiency of it as well. Yep. You know, a front load uses way less water than what a top load, a traditional top
way
load is going to do.
Way less dry time and
way
drier.
Way less dry time.
Less overall.
I think overall, there's just so many more benefits of a front load versus a top load. I think top load, you know, definitely is kind of one of those old school things that maybe people sometimes have a hard time going to the front load just because they're so used to a top load. Yep. But truly, way more benefits.
Now, let's just defend top load for a minute because top load does have its place. Many times size restrictions, there are some benefits to top load, and we'll get into it in the next one we do, top loads, the comparison between agitator and non-agitator. So we'll tease on that, but I will say there are places, I don't think they're awful. Some people just prefer them, and we'll dive deeper into if you're that person.
Definitely.
Which ones, not which ones, but which type you should consider within top load.
Listen, you stole my thunder. He already did it. So we're done now, but the next episode will be types of top load washers. So we'll dig deeper into that on the next episode. Hope you enjoyed this one, and we'll see you next time.